change in the climate. There's a change in the air. Changes are happening everywhere. Are we ready to notice? Do we dare to be aware? How can we change the atmosphere and show that we can?
Welcome back to Eka Talk, and we are trying to make you aware of everything you should know to help green the red and blue states one show at a time and protect all that needs protecting, all life forms. In our last segment here, we're going to find out why the administration is now taking aim at Yellowstone grizzlies. And to tell us about that, we're going to check in with Louisa Wilcox. She's with the Natural Resources Defense Council, our sponsor, and she is the director of the Wild Bears Project. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What is the bad news for bears?
The bad news for bears is this. Yellowstone Park grizzlies, which number only a few hundred, are being proposed to be removed from their protections under the Endangered Species Act. And what that would mean is more development in bear habitat, fewer bears, and a hunt is being proposed for grizzlies by the states around Yellowstone should this decision go forward.
And why are they being singled out?
They're being singled out by this administration for a great deal of the reason is because underlying some of the habitat that grizzly bears use is oil and gas potential, lands that are potentially rich in oil and gas, and this is an administration that has stopped at nothing to try to get at the lands, no matter how special, even if they're around Yellowstone Park. So,
well, stopped at nothing to get oil except conservation, that they don't think of.
Right, and so a lot of this debate is about development. There are also the states around Yellowstone are very eager to renew a grizzly bear hunt, which was stopped in 1975 when the grizzly bear was one of the first animals to actually get protection under the endangered species list. So if grizzly bears, you should know, are only in 1% of the landscape that they formerly lived in. They've been completely exterminated by people over the last 200 years. We've developed their habitat and we've killed them very aggressively down to the last 1%. So they only survive in a very few parks in the West, Yellowstone and Glacier, and they're at very great risk of extinction here, and this delisting proposal would push them closer to the brink of extinction for sure.
What's happened to their population since they have been protected?
Their numbers when they were listed in 1975 were as low as 200, and many experts thought they were going to wink out. With the protections, particularly that the Park Service provided in Yellowstone, they removed garbage sources and protected habitat so that the bears had remote, secure places where people weren't living that they could live in, and they survived and rebounded to the current number of about 600. They spill out of Yellowstone Park in all directions in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, but that's where they get shot. They get shot by ranchers. They get shot accidentally. There's a lot of poaching that's still going on. And it's our view that there is such excessive mortalities, about 20 a year illegally occur, that the grizzly is not ready to be removed from the protections under the Endangered Species Act because the mortality would be even higher.
Are grizzlies being hunted now and hunters are getting away with it, or is there any kind of enforcement already underway?
The grizzlies are not being hunted. That's part of the debate that's going on now, which will be decided next year, but they will be getting hunted. What the reason they die now is mostly from careless people leaving food out, and a fed bear is a dead bear, a bear that gets a taste of garbage. Bears are incredibly smart, and they never forget the taste of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and where they got it. So they'll go back to those sites again and again, eventually become a nuisance bear, which prompts all sorts of conflicts, and they get killed by typically game and fish officials. And so that's the biggest cause of dead bears, and we've been working very closely with a number of the communities outside Yellowstone Park to basically try to help them clean up their act and develop garbage-proof systems. It's not rocket science. Yellowstone Park, which has 3 million visitors that go through there a year, have very, very few problems because the Park Service is so careful, but it's the communities outside that have some distance to go to bear-proof the communities. There are other accidents that happen with hunters, big game hunters, that don't store their game properly, and grizzly bears come into camp and they shoot them because they sense a threat and things like that. But grizzly bears are really not very threatening. There are very, very few problems, you know, with people being threatened or getting mauled by grizzlies. And much as you hear about the sensational stories, they're very, very rare occurrences out here.
So what's keeping the administration from delisting other species if they can just single out one like this and get around the Endangered Species Act so easily?
They're singling this out because of the pressure from the states involved, particularly Wyoming, where most of the grizzly bears in the Yellowstone system live, because that's where the most pressure is for development, for oil and gas development is most severe there. And also because you've got senators in the West, we've got some of the most anti-environmental congressional representatives anywhere in the country, people like Senator Conrad Burns from Montana and Craig Thomas for Wyoming, and they've been beating the drums on delisting of grizzly bears for a long time, and they've really been putting a lot of pressure on this administration. That's why it's moving forward.
I bet Pombo doesn't like grizzly bears much.
No, he probably doesn't.
And they don't like him
he
either.
He doesn't like anything that's endangered, I think.
So there once were, what, about 100,000 grizzlies?
Yeah, there once were 100,000 grizzlies that stretched across the western U.S. from the Mississippi River to the California coast and from Canada down to Mexico. And now they're only in small, isolated island populations in Yellowstone and Glacier and northwest Montana and north Idaho. And these small islands are getting surrounded by a rising sea of development from all sources, from not just energy development, which we've talked about, but from people moving here, from logging and road building, and various kind of other kinds of recreational development activities, golf courses getting put in bear habitat and ski areas and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of different reasons that the grizzly bear's habitat is getting shrunk. And once you shrink a bear population down to a small size, small enough that anything can tip it over, you can see populations wink out, and that's exactly what's happened historically. Small populations have a tendency to die. Yellowstone's population's been isolated for over 100 years, and the genetic diversity of the population goes down, the health of the population goes down, which has already been documented in Yellowstone.
Okay.
So what we're trying to do is reconnect Yellowstone to larger populations in Canada, and this scientific experts who we're working with say is very doable. It means connecting Yellowstone through central Idaho and up into northern Montana and into Alberta and British Columbia, and we're working very closely with Canadian activists who are also eager to do the same because their bear populations are also in trouble.
Okay, Louisa, wait, take a breath. You talk faster and long, more than I do. We want to find out, we just have less than a minute, what our listeners can do if they don't want to just see grizzly bears in the zoo.
Okay. Please comment on the Fish and Wildlife Service ill-conceived proposal to delist the grizzly bear, and you can find out more information on NRDC's website at www.nrdc.org. There's a deadline for comments of February 15th, but we need your help. Yellowstone and its grizzlies are a national concern. It's an icon of the West, and it will only be here if people around the country care.
Thank you so much, Louisa Wilcox, NRDC. Grizzly Bear Expert, actually Wild Bears Project Director is her official title. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. Go to www.ecotalk.net. We'll see you next week. We'll get some more updates from Montreal.
But I know that there's a plan. We can save us.